This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back. Friday morning. Glad we made it to Friday. Hope you got some big plans for the weekend. Hey, remember, by the way, tomorrow is that thing in that's going on in Eureka, Chickenelli's, the fundraiser to help support the Lieber family down there. It's going to be going on from 11 in the morning till about 5 or 6 o'clock at night, right there on Central in Eureka, right by Chickenelli's. They've got their own parking lot there. They're going to have raffles, and it's all a fundraiser going to a family member there, the Liebers, a longtime business owners in Eureka, whose son was in a horrible car accident, and they're trying to help him out. So if you're anywhere near Eureka tomorrow, stop by, say hello. I'll be there probably, I don't know what time, early afternoon sometime for sure, just to say hello and chip in. But you're going to have raffles for guns and 50-50, and they got all kinds of stuff going on. So,
well, first of all, Chickenelli's is just delicious.
Yes.
First and foremost, let me say that. But it's also, it's a good family. Like, you know, we've done our live broadcast from there in the fall. Is it typically, I guess, in September, something mm-hmm. like that. And man, it's just good people who work there.
Great, great people yeah. who always have taken care of us whenever we've been down there. So, but besides that, great food. If you love great cooking and great breakfast food, you got to get down there and check out Chickenelli's. It is indeed outstanding. Be sure and do that. All right, coming up, we are going to talk to J.J. Carafano in the next hour, and then follow that up, we hope, with Congressman Eric Burleson. We had him scheduled. His flight changed because I think they had a very late vote in the House last night. And then they came back and they said they think he's going to be able to do it. So we're hoping to get to him at 7:35 to give you a better explanation of what happened last night with this rescissions package and taking care of some of the Doge cuts and central bank digital currency. Epstein, I got lots of questions for him, so I'm hoping we're going to get him on here on the Capitol beat for you around 7:35 this morning. We're also next. This is an interesting subject. Kim, I don't know about you, but for many times in our business, in media, you'll apply for a job and then never hear back from them. And you mm-hmm. never have any idea why you didn't get the job.
Especially if you feel like you're qualified for it.
Right. And you might not even, I mean, particularly if you've had an interview, you might wonder, well, what did I do wrong? What did mm-hmm. I say wrong?
Yeah.
And there may be a little bit of insight into that. And we're going to talk to Scott Buschke about that coming up here in the next segment. So stick around for that. I thought it was an interesting topic when I saw this yesterday. So we'll find out. Maybe it's a primer for your next job interview. How about that? And how you can increase your odds of landing that job that you're looking for sure. But I tell you, let me give me just a second here. We're going to get to our top stories in just a second. But Ethan, the reason I'm stalling here in the business, we would refer to that as tap dancing, is I'm trying to get back to the screen that I need to get to in order to play the bite that I'm about to play. So are you ready? Hit it.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
So this looks to a lot of Colbert's fans like another form of capitulation by CBS to the President of the United States.
Leave it to CNN. Leave it to CNN and Elizabeth Warren, by the way, who both want to suggest that the reason CBS is canceling the late night, the late show with Stephen Colbert is not because of the horrendous ratings, but because Orange Man bad.
From my understanding, the White House nor the president has actually read through this legislation. The president has made it very clear he will not support amnesty for illegal aliens in any way.
No, good. That's good. She's talking about that dignity bill that I talked to you about yesterday. Of course, somebody went and they asked the president about that because the last thing we want is them to get away with some form of amnesty just because they're calling it something else.
Check this out. The new Reuters Ipsos poll conducted earlier this week, 69% of Americans think the government is hiding a list of Epstein's clients.
Wow, there's a new poll. So it's not just Republicans, not just Democrats. Almost 70% of the people think there's a list out there, and they kind of want to see it.
Now we're moving up to the people that we think told the staffers to use the auto pen. So we'll see where that takes us. But I think the possibility is very good that that we'll be asking members of the family to come in and talk.
Woo! You know what he's talking about there. That is James Comer talking about the growing auto pen scandal and the fact that they may call Dr. Jill.
But she was never pardoned, so she could just, well, yeah, she could just plead the fifth.
She was never pardoned.
She could plead the fifth, and I'll guarantee you she will. She won't answer questions.
I wonder if they could call Hunter, since he has been pardoned. He can't plead the fifth to any or all crimes that he may have participated in for the last 11 or 12 years.
But would there be a way, he can't actually say, I plead the fifth, but would there be a workaround where he's able to not disclose any information that would be incriminating against his dad, but he still abides by this notion that, well, now that you've been pardoned, you can't plead the fifth?
Well, it's interesting because I would think if you've been pardoned for anything you might have done wrong, they're not accusing him of doing anything wrong. And if you ask him the simple question that James Comer has asked some of the other witnesses so far, do you believe the president of the United States had dementia and was capable of serving as president? And I plead the fifth, whatever their lawyers have told him to say. That's not really a crime. Now, Hunter Biden is never going to admit that his dad was less than 100%.
Right.
So he probably would, the easiest thing there would be just to plead the fifth, but it's not like you're admitting to a crime. You're not incriminating yourself because you acknowledge the fact that Joe Biden was a bumbling idiot the last 3.5 years, maybe 4 years, you could argue, of his administration.
Yeah, but his dad protected him. There's no way he would do that to oust his dad. He would say something like, I wasn't aware of any diagnosis. I don't recall. There's other ways. That's kind of what I'm talking about with the workaround.
But I would think, and I'm not an attorney, and I've never played one on TV, what they're famous for in the federal government is squeezing you and giving you an opportunity to testify with either immunity, a promise that you won't be prosecuted if you'll just come out and tell the truth, because there could have been statutes violated if so-and-so, like that Bernal guy yesterday who pled the fifth or the day before, used the auto pen knowingly without the president's knowledge. If he wrote up a bill or an executive order, I should say, or a pardon, and had it signed and didn't explicit, they have proof he didn't explicitly have Joe Biden either sitting there or on the phone when he did it, he could be guilty of a crime. At that point, if you ever had any evidence of that, you could squeeze him into saying, you're either going to admit to this and tell us who else was doing this, or you're going to go to the hoosegow for the next 25 years. And that's when the ball really starts rolling down the hill on this. And until they get somebody in that position, it's going to make great headlines, but I don't know how much more we're actually going to hear about it. Comer says they're still moving forward.
This isn't going to go away for the Bidens. What's at stake here, Sean, is all of these executive orders and all of these pardons that were signed using an auto pen. There's no evidence that Joe Biden knew anything about these executive orders and pardons.
Yeah. Where's the evidence? It's just his word saying, I was aware of all of that. Isn't that what he said the other day?
He said he didn't sign it, but he was aware. Yeah.
We're going to believe that a guy that they put the lid on at 2 o'clock most afternoons read through those 1,600 pardons and knew the details of every single one that he decided to pardon?
There was a story that came out from Fox saying that the Trump administration has about a million documents to sift through as it relates to the auto pen investigation. A million. This is going to take astronomical amount of time to go through all that.
Going to take a long time. All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the one that got away. And I'm not talking about the Coldplay concert. I'm talking about the fact that you interviewed for a job. You thought you crushed it. And then you didn't get the job. Why? We're going to talk to an expert about that coming up in just a minute. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk-off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Well, these days, Kim, you never know why you might be looking for a new job. Maybe you just did something simple like attend a Coldplay concert the night before, and whammo, the next day.
You had to go there, huh?
You're looking for a new job. You do the interview, and then you never hear back. And maybe sometimes, you wonder what went wrong. We've got Scott Buschke with us this morning, CEO of Cornerstone Business Services. And, of course, Scott, how are you doing this morning?
Just living the dream another day.
Living the dream. I hear you. That's how I feel every morning at 3 a.m. when my alarm clock goes off. I am living the dream, baby. You know, I was talking to Kim about this. She and I were both in the broadcasting business on the TV side for a lot of years before we got into radio. And I can't tell you how many times I got into the interview process and then just never I got the thank you, no thank you letter. And you never really knew why you didn't get that job.
Right, right. And I think, you know, what this study talked about was this vibe hiring that's going on more. And what it falls back on, what we've seen is that when there are no systems and processes in place, there's no assessments, there's no structure, people fall back on, well, who did we like the best? You know, who was nice in the interview? Who do I think I would get along with? And the problem with that is they might be likable in the office, but if they can't do the job that you're hiring them for, that honeymoon period is going to be pretty short, and it really puts your company at risk.
Oh, I'm sure.
So is that it? Is it like, you know, like you said, if you're nice, if they feel like you would fit in with the team, like when you talk about people being hired on their vibes, what is it? Because, I mean, I've heard the argument of, well, you can train somebody on a particular skill you need them to do, but you can't necessarily train as well or as easily like people skills or, you know, work ethic.
Yeah, I think what most people talk about when you see that is really the personality, confidence, just, you know, cool and calm in an interview versus, you know, maybe someone who's really good at what they do, but they just don't interview well. You know, and I think that is a lot of what it is. It's just that going into that and they're very good at interviewing. They say the right things. They have the right confidence. They're pleasant. And that can get people a job where other people are very much more suited to do the job, but they just didn't interview as well for, you know, for one reason or another.
Yeah. Were there differences were there gender differences in this study?
No, from what I read, no, and not as much. I mean, they were called different things. You know, women were called, you know, more bubbly, men more level headed and things along that line. But, no, it you know, from what we look at too, is that, you know, we sell companies, you know, here at Cornerstone, and this is where the study's interesting, because if people are hiring for people that they like, most likely if they can't do that role, you know, Kim, if they can't get trained up, as Kim talked about, you know, it's going to affect the company, and they're going to leave or they're going to get fired. And when you're selling a company and you have, you know, and the buyer's going to look at, you know, who's the team that I'm purchasing or acquiring here. And yeah, if it's just a constant turnover machine, they're going to go, man, I don't know if I want this company, mm-hmm, or it's going to be much less valuable. So that's with an owner. They go, oh, you know, no big deal. If I hire the right person, if not, I'll just fire them in a few months. But it really does affect the value of their company when they go to sell the business.
I mean, it's stressful.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The amount of money that people spend firing people and trying to hire the next person, if they just put the right systems in place, had the right assessments, it's the dollars are staggering of how much money companies lose every year because they make the wrong hires. And you know, again, you know, for example, when we're going to market, if they have the right management team, they've got trained employees, they got little turnover, the owners work themselves out of the business, the owner is not the business, it helps create what we call POMO. You know, everybody's heard of FOMO, the fear of missing out. We trademarked POMO, the power of multiple offers. And that's when an owner's really going to know what their company is worth, is when they can get multiple offers all at one time. And that's really what they're looking to do. And that's one of the key components of getting POMO is do I have the right team in place that can take a company on and be transferable to the next buyer?
I don't know if you can speak to this, Scott, but I'm curious about like the AI, I feel like, that some of these companies are implementing where, you know, you submit your resume and you feel like you've kind of hit all the key points, you have the little keywords in there, and you're never even approached to do an interview. And is there something that we're missing here? Is it like they don't, you do need those keywords, or like you... Because if you can't even get in front of somebody to do an interview, you can't show off the good vibes.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, I think it when we look at it, it's all about experience. You know, what have you shown in your experience? You know, how much do you write a good cover letter? Do you know something about the company? Are you just kind of spraying resumes across, hoping somebody calls you? So I think it's, you know, more quality than quantity is really taking the time to learn about the company and why you want to be there. Why do you think you could bring value to that role in that company?
Yeah, it's a good point. Do you think managers rely too much on a resume?
You know, I've seen that happen. I've seen going, oh man, they look great on paper, but you know, they were a terrible culture fit. They were a cancer to our company and really hurt the company. That definitely can be at play. It's part art, part science. And that's where I think a lot of people fall more on the art side to this study. Are they likable? You know, and that's mm-hmm. where these different assessments that are out there these days that can really help you understand objectively, especially small to medium sized companies. They just don't have, professional HR staff.
Right.
It's the owner or maybe a couple of key employees doing these, and these assessments can really help take away the resume. Can help take away if they were likable or not, and going, okay, what are their soft skills? What are their hard skills? What can they do? And then matching that up to that role, and very clearly, objectively see, yes, they're a good fit or not a good fit. And again, you don't want to rely only on assessments, but it's just, it's another piece of the puzzle to put together to hit that right.
Yeah. Scott, I got about a minute left here, but I know you're the CEO of Cornerstone Business Services, but you have written a book for business owners, right? About getting your business in position to sell.
That's correct. Yeah. It's called Finish Strong, Sell Your Business on Your Terms. And it's a holistic approach to really try to help business owners look at all the different things of when they want to get out, what's important to them, what are the value drivers that they could be focusing on before they sell, and what are they going to do after the fact? Again, our whole goal is to create this POMO, this power multiple offers, to be able to drive so they can go out on their terms and not leave any money on the table.
Absolutely. Scott Buschke, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Absolutely. I tell you, I've always been in a position in media as a reporter, as an anchor and all that. I was never in a hiring position until briefly between TV and radio. I worked at a company where I did have to hire someone, and it's stressful.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm telling you what, you got 10, 12 resumes you're looking at. You have to do interviews. They give you suggested questions. The company did, but you want to make sure you're making the right. I did make a very good decision, yeah. I'll end up saying. But
ChatGPT could just write your cover letter now, and
that's
true. Probably write it better than I could.
If it could just do the interview for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If only.
If only. All right, coming up, we'll get you a check of business with Nicole Murray and in other news at about 6:45. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May.
Stephen Colbert there making that announcement before his show started last night. The audience members were booing in the background and all of that stuff. It didn't take long for his fellow late night hosts to rally around him and show support because, of course, if their networks are smart, their jobs are on the line, too. And I'm talking about the real Orange Man bad haters like Jimmy Kimmel. He tweeted out immediately, apparently, after he learned this last night, "Love you, Stephen. Blank you, F you, and all your Sheldon, CBS," he wrote on his Instagram story, making fun, I guess, of the Big Bang Theory or Young Sheldon or whatever the case might be. But at the end of the day, it was a financial decision. How much money are they paying Stephen Colbert to do nothing but go out every night and interview people like Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or, you name the senator, Schiff, Adam Schiff, whoever it happens to be, who just go on there and blast the Trump administration every single night? They never have anybody on there with a different point of view, and their ratings went in the crapper.
$15 million per year is what he was
paying him. $15 million a year, and they're losing money because their ratings have gone down so sharply. So that's long overdue. Of course, they're trying to blame it. They're trying to blame it on Trump somehow already. You could have seen that coming a mile away. I don't know. We'll talk more about that coming up. We'll get to Nicole Murray right now, though, please. Happy Friday, Nicole.
Happy Friday.
I'm like, who is this?
No, it's me. It's me. I'm like ready.
She's kind of
ready for the weekend.
Kind of giddy, it sounds like, about Friday.
I have a rodeo party this weekend, so I'm kind of pumped.
What does that entail?
It's a one-year-old's birthday party, but the family.
Oh, good. Okay. I thought it was an adult rodeo
party.
So did
party. I. I'm like, what are
like,
you riding
who you
bowls?
Lassoing this weekend, huh?
But the family that's hosting it is a hoot and a half, so it should be a great time.
That's fun. They're going to have like little miniature horses for the kids to ride. What are they doing?
They are.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're really going to bring in ponies and stuff.
My
so
gosh.
Kids are going to get to ride them and
it's
whatnot.
Bougie.
There's going to be games and all of that. So it should be one heck of a time.
There's some pressure for first birthday parties.
Yeah.
You have to have a theme and
100%.
Yeah.
This is a first birthday party?
You go big for the first birthday party. I didn't go that big. We didn't even have a second birthday
walking.
Party.
Barely walking. How's he going to ride a horse?
You hold him
you
on
hold
there.
Him up.
What are you talking about?
I guess.
Give him the memory.
The kid's never going to remember that.
Picture,
why would you spend that much money for
you
a
have
first
a picture.
Birthday party? That's
and you
funny.
Let the old, there will be older kids there. They could ride the
okay.
ponies.
All right.
I don't know. It could do some damage if you don't do a real first birthday. The kid, you know.
Did you own a cowboy hat prior to this, Nicole Murray?
I did not.
Have
but
you
don't
gone
worry.
Out and bought one?
I did go out and bought one, and I got new cowboy boots and a cute new outfit.
It's funny because girls, we always feel like we have to have a new outfit. It's funny because when I lived in Nashville, Tennessee for a while, when I was working there, we always could tell you were a tourist if you had you'd be walking down Lower Broadway and you had your cowgirl boots on, because like no one who actually lives there walks
Where's
around in a cowboy
boots
and a cowgirl hat. But all the tourists on the bachelor and bachelorette parties all had to do that.
Oh my gosh, I'm so ready.
I'll bet.
Yes.
What's happening in the world of business?
All right. So futures are slightly higher Thursday. The Dow Industrials gained 229. The NASDAQ up 155. The S&P 500 up 33. Kids 15 and younger must soon be accompanied by an adult at Six Flags St. Louis. The local amusement park announced the reactivation of its chaperone policy on social media. On the economic front, investors are eyeing the preliminary reading for July consumer sentiment data due out later this morning. Economists polled by Dow Jones are expecting to show a reading of 61.8. That's up from the prior reading of 60.7. Data drops at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The FDA says vaping brand Juul is allowed to keep its electronic cigarettes on the market. FDA regulators said Juul studies show its e-cigarettes are less harmful for adult smokers who can benefit from switching completely to vaping. The decision comes after the brand has struggled for years after being widely blamed for sparking the teen vaping trend. The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage for the second week in a row rose, another setback for the U.S. housing market. Freddie Mac reports the long-term rate ticked up to 6.75% from 6.72% last week. Sunday is National Ice Cream Day. You know there are steals and deals to take advantage of. Dippin' Dots, you can get 25% off your online order. At Dunkin', get triple reward points on frozen drinks. Talenti, you can get buy one, get one 50% off at Target all week. And finally, 1 in 20 Americans say they are willing to take on an unconventional side hustle to afford their summer vacation this year. Some of the most common side hustles, selling feet pictures and living on nothing but broccoli.
Wait a minute. You kind of rushed past
that
first one.
Yeah. Let's go back to the pictures of your feet.
Yes, selling pictures of your feet.
It's not a side hustle.
It is not.
Yes, it is. They're OnlyFans. I've heard so many people be like, oh man, I should just sell pictures of my feet so I never have to work again. It's more common than you think.
No, I agree. Trust me. When I worked in TV, I would have men reaching out to me asking for pictures of my feet. Or they would ask like if I was wearing tights and what my shoes look like and were my toenails painted. It was weird. There's freaks out there.
I'm freaked out by feet.
Mark, you never had those requests when you were an
agent? I did not. Oddly, they didn't ask me that. I'm injured.
Your toes gnarly? They didn't even want to know?
You have no idea.
Do you have good foot hygiene?
Of course I do. Kidding me? So, you know, it's funny. We were talking about this yesterday on a completely different subject. Not the foot pictures, but the OnlyFans thing. And we had to go ask for how you say OnlyFans in Spanish. I had to check this out.
Solo fans.
Did you know that, Nicole?
Now I do.
Solo fans.
Because Kim was telling me that some people who are here in the country illegally, there was a story that some of them had turned to OnlyFans as a side hustle to make money to pay legal bills.
Oh, wow.
People have become millionaires off OnlyFans.
It's unbelievable.
I guess they're selling feet
pics.
And
I never would have I've thought of it as a hustle, but not a side hustle necessarily. I'm sorry.
Would you ever do it?
Who?
No.
Sell your feet.
Oh.
Pictures.
Heck no.
But it's just your feet. It's not anything rated R.
Would you?
I've thought about it. My sister has seriously considered it when she's been in a financial bind. It's just your feet.
So do they have to know who you are? Like, you have to tell them your name?
No.
You just snap a picture of your feet and send it to somebody and they send you money?
Google a picture of a foot and send that. Like, what stops somebody from just finding a picture of attractive feet on the internet?
Oh, that is.
I mean, true. Very true. But it's just your feet. Don't judge me.
It just starts with your feet. That's the problem here.
That's the gateway picture into all the other pictures you see on OnlyFans.
It's like the drug dealer. It just starts with a little taste.
A single toe, and then it becomes the whole foot, and then it becomes, let me just see your leg, too, and then full-on nude. Nicole, we'll see you on OnlyFans.
I will stop at the full-on nude, I promise.
Nicole, I'm seeing you in a whole new light this morning. Can I just tell you that?
I can feel the judgment through the microphone.
Not at all. You have a great weekend. Have fun at the rodeo party.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. All right.
I'm Googling. That's how funny. Much do people pay for foot pics? I'm never going to sell my
feet.
There's
some sick, sick and twisted people out there.
We know somebody that did this.
Media? Personality?
Oh, we do, don't we? Yeah. Now that you mention
wait, is this a media personality?
It was.
TV or radio?
Radio.
We'll
leave
both. It at that.
Both. It says actually, this person did both.
But we'll leave it at that.
According to when I Google it, it says the price of feet pics varies widely. Individual photos can range from $5 to $15, while sets of 5 to 10 photos might cost $30 to $50. Wait, hold on. Custom videos of what? Just showing your foot off? Depending on the complexity, can be priced from $20 to $100 or more.
Oh,
that's
my.
That's because people ask for weird stuff.
The seedy under... Yeah, that's the complexity. Yeah. Don't get into the description of what that complexity
Can
might
I see
be.
Your arch? I'd like to see the arch of the foot.
No, it's weird stuff like your foot in pudding.
Ew! What is wrong with
Ethan
people?
Ethan knows a lot more about this than I expected.
Stick your foot in pudding and I'll give you an extra $100.
I'm trying to make my money, all right?
Are you the person who worked in radio who sold feed pics? No, do you want to admit something on the air right now?
I would do it. I mean, I would not care at all.
No, but the funny thing about this, because there's no way I'm admitting the name of who this was, that the funniest thing about it was that we happened to know that this person at one point had been on home arrest, and we wondered if they included the ankle monitor in those shots.
For $15 extra, I'll show you my ankle monitor.
You can see my ankle monitor.
Good gracious.
Oh, my gosh.
Where is our world going?
I'm blushing. I can't. I just can't believe people pay for stuff like that.
That's, people don't want men's toes, I guess. They're hairy, right?
Oh, God.
Ugh. It's gross when guys don't take care of their feet, by the way. Girls
breakfast.
Don't like that.
I hope nobody's eating breakfast right
you
now.
You guys are welcome.
Yeah. No kidding. All right. Wow. All right. How can we get to anything stranger in other news than what we just talked about?
Oh, we can.
I'll bet we can. Well, we'll do that when we come back.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
All right. So we're going to start out with a story about chickens here in other news this morning.
Love
because
it.
This happened in Key West. Now, you know, if you're one of these people who would swerve off the road to avoid an animal, you might end up hurting yourself or somebody else. I really think that's a bad idea, but I know there are people out there that do it. Remember the other day, there was an 80-year-old man that got killed because he stopped on a highway to try to get a turtle and save it, and he ended up getting struck and killed. So there's a lady in Florida. She stops at an intersection to allow a chicken to cross the road. Now,
there's so many jokes about that.
There's a joke there somewhere.
Why was the chicken crossing the road? Do we know?
Well, I don't know. But she stopped to let the chicken cross the road, and she sat there waiting, because chickens don't always go in a linear line. Like, they cluck around, and you never know what they're doing. And you tell them to stop clucking around, and they do it anyway. And she's waiting, and the guy behind her beeped his horn and got mad, and then he whipped around her, and when he did that, guess what?
Right over the chicken.
There were some fresh chicken nuggets on the road. Well, she got mad at him, so she pursued him.
Oh, no.
Stopped in front of him and blocked his car. And then, for whatever reason, she happened to be carrying bear mace with her, like bear spray. And she got out and sprayed the guy in the face while they were sitting in their car. So she extracted her vengeance for him running over that chicken.
And we still don't know why the chicken crossed the road. That's what I really need to know.
Cynthia Sosa is now in jail for assaulting someone because of a chicken.
What about the chicken that caused all this?
The chicken is dead.
For some reason, I missed the part about the fact that I guess I heard you say chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she went mad.
For chicken nuggets right now. Hey, remember that horrific Air India crash that killed 260 people? It was last month.
Horrible story.
Awful. Yeah. One guy survived, which is insane. Well, they just had more information released about the investigation, which this is ongoing. But they're now saying that the captain cut the flow of fuel to the plane's engines. So it almost sounds like it was some sort of like a suicide thing. That's at least my take on it when I hear that the captain cut the flow of fuel. It has to be very intentional.
Yeah.
Why else would you do that?
Well, and I mean, it would kind of make sense when you saw what happened. The plane's going up, and all of a sudden the plane starts going back down. I mean, they're probably working the levers, and somebody didn't notice the guy killed the fuel. I mean,
I know. I'm sure more will come out about it, but so sad. And I still cannot believe that one guy survived it.
Yeah. Wow. So here's the deal. This is kind of weird. There's a story out of California. Police raided a home, and they seized, among other things, a fire truck that they think is related to a guy that they arrested a couple of years ago for impersonating law enforcement and creating a fictional fire department. Why in the hell would you do that? Particularly in L.A., because you need fire departments pretty regularly out there. The Major Crimes Division confirmed that they had raided this house and found a fire truck there connected to this guy. And he's been arrested on firearms violations, government fraud, and impersonating a first responder.
Wait, would he pull up with the fake truck to a fire?
it sounds like it.
I guess so. Isn't that sick?
You can't connect the hose to the hydrant, there to say, hey, I'm here to help, and then you do nothing?
I don't know much about fire trucks, but looking at this, I wouldn't have a lot of confidence if that one pulled up in front of my house.
Maybe he just wanted to save cats.
Yeah, maybe he got turned down at the academy, and I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, did you hear that Britain's lowering the voting age from 18 to 16 for the next election? There's a short list of countries where the voting age is 16. So it's Austria, Brazil, Ecuador, it sounds like. It says Belgium, Germany. They also allow 16-year-olds to vote.
Really?
Let me guess. It's a left-leaning party that wants this.
Yeah. Yes. The center-left Labor Party, I guess.
That's sick.
16?
No. I know. My niece couldn't pass her driver's test. She's going to vote for somebody then?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, you can bet they'll be trying that here soon if they haven't.
Oh, I'm sure.
Already, for sure. Maybe I've even read a story about that. I can't remember. So, I talk about snakes far too often because I'm kind of obsessed with my fear of them. But they're trying to thin out the python population in Florida. And remember that old, at dog tracks, remember they used to do dog racing? I don't even think they do it anymore. They had a fake rabbit that would run around a rail and the dogs would chase it. And that's how they'd get them to run. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, one of them would be fastest and they would win. Of course, they never caught the rabbit. There was a cartoon about that one time. Now they've got a robo bunny that they're using to catch these pythons. It's a mechanical bunny. They're calling it the Energizer Bunny, but that's not what it is. And they're using these fake toy rabbits with motors and tiny heaters to mimic the movements of a marsh rabbit and get the pythons to draw them out. And that's one way that they're finding them, I guess, because they're pretty good at hiding.
I wish I could see video of that.
Yeah. I have not seen video either.
That's the future. It's like robo everything.
Robo everything. Run by AI.
Here's a weird story. There's a Democratic state senator out of Minnesota who was caught stealing from her stepmom. So police pull up and she's wearing her little black cap and, you know, all black. And she's in her stepmom's basement. And she says at one point, I'm not good at this. To police after they catch her. But supposedly her dad had passed away and she was trying to retrieve some of her dad's belongings from her stepmom's home in the basement, including his ashes. And the stepmom had basically cut off communication. Well, the trial's going on right now.
Wow.
So this should be interesting. I mean, I feel for her if her dad passed away and she has the ashes. I guess that would be really hard if the stepmom just says, you get nothing. Right. I'm no longer talking to you. So I actually empathize with her. Now, obviously, the solution isn't to break into the home through a window, which is exactly what she did. I don't know if she'll be a state senator for much longer.
My guess is, let me guess, was she appointed by Tim Walz? This is in Minnesota. Right?
You mean Tim Walz, who says he's no longer going to be running for president?
Yeah, that same guy. That's probably a good thing. Given all that's gone on in his state. Holy cow. All right. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to get to J.J. Carafano, get the latest on what he sees going on over in the Ukraine, because I'd love to get Jim's take on what's going on there with the new weapons they're going to get. And we're hoping to get to Congressman Eric Burleson at 7:35, on the Capitol beat. We got that rescissions package that passed, and I want to talk about Epstein and a whole bunch of stuff. With Congressman Eric Burleson live right here on the show. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.